Chair. Madam Chair, High Commissioner. We are coming to the end of yet another tumultuous year with the humanitarian system under unprecedented strain to address ever-growing humanitarian needs, including those of a record high number of forcibly displaced persons. While the immense levels of humanitarian need created by the conflicts in Syria and Iraq have rightly earned significant international attention, we are very conscious of the importance of continuing to draw attention to the humanitarian crises in such contexts as Sudan, Afghanistan, the DRC, and Somalia that have largely faded from the headlines. Canada would like to commend the UNHCR for so clearly and consistently calling attention to the plight of forcibly displaced populations and the stateless, and for the heroic efforts made by its staff and partners to provide assistance and protection to those in greatest need within many increasingly insecure operating environments. As announced by Canada's Prime Minister on September 19th, Canada is pleased to be providing long-term institutional funding of $37.8 million over the next 3 years in support of the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees Global Response. This commitment reflects our recognition of the importance of providing predictable, unearmarked support to UNHCR, providing the agency the flexibility to respond to the greatest needs in the most effective way possible. It is similarly reflective of Canada's commitment at the World Humanitarian Summit, and in line with the grand bargain, to provide more predictable and flexible life-saving assistance in humanitarian crises, while also supporting efforts to reduce risk and vulnerability over multiple years. Also flowing from this commitment is the significant multi-year support committed by our Prime Minister to help address crises in the Middle East. In February 2016, Canada committed over $1.6 billion over 3 years in humanitarian development, stabilization, and security assistance for this region. This includes $100 million in support of UNHCR's emergency operations to the Syria and Iraq crises over the next 3 years. We are proud of this partnership, which is focused on helping families meet basic needs, supporting the livelihoods of conflict-affected families, and meeting the specific protection and assistance needs of women and girls. These and other commitments have brought Canada's support to UNHCR to $157.1 million in 2016, representing an 84% increase in financial support from 2015. We encourage UNHCR to seize upon the opportunities provided by multi-year support to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of its responses, and to ensure that these opportunities are transferred to its partners as well. Moreover, we encourage UNHCR to work actively to deepen its partnerships with local actors, thereby building their capacity and in ways that reflect the unique and important role of local responders. Canada believes that the unprecedented level of humanitarian needs globally is a call to action. We will therefore continue to press for and support efforts to mount comprehensive responses to forced displacement, working particularly to ensure that the particular needs, experiences, and capacities of women and girls are central to these responses. We are therefore firmly behind UNHCR's leadership to support states in the development of a global compact on refugees that produces more predictable and equitable international cooperation for comprehensive refugee responses. Thank you.